somebody kano mukasen kasa tuka helo mikan kone he kisa kisa mukalare de hero hore kusate muka 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 mo kusana de bohule he aki hiku humba hare he sola ke mo hone he de giyako Hekaso Pukahana hela ke Sone ke no huma Eseka ho Ekisa ho Bake no hona he Kula ke no tika hona he Kuna seka dika loha ne amo Somba hare do Kika sone ke la kri somba te Onde he so Madika he Somba hena kone he, ona kela kone he. Sopa hare he beko bahana yo. Selaka huso neko hole he, mohone he, saiko ho, khasa seno kone he kaha. Ola ke, opa hare ke na ho. Miyako, she enters just the edge of the forest, and she's so enchanted. As she continues to walk and walk and walk deeper into the forest, she loses a sense of time. She's just so happy breathing the air of the trees and the forest bed. And she continues to walk, and she comes upon this very large tree, but the tree kind of has steps on it, and she starts to climb the steps of the tree. And it's really easeful for her, and she's so excited, and she gets up into the arms of the tree, and she's very high up, and her heart just opens, and she sings to the heavens, and she sings to the sun, and suddenly the birds are flying all around her, and she can hear their sounds and their songs. And she doesn't think that anything could possibly be more enchanting than this. And then, oh my goodness, she manifests into a bird. And she starts to soar with all the other birds. And she twists to the left and then soars to the right, and her wingspan is full, and she's never felt such freedom and such joy. And it continues to envelop her, to surround her, and she is in a state of wonder and joy unlike any other that she has ever experienced. And then she and all the rest of the birds come to settle in the branches of the tree, and they're all nestled in there. And she continues to experience this expansiveness and freedom. And slowly, she starts to climb down the tree and descend to the ground. And at that moment, She hugs that tree because she knows that tree like she knows her own soul. And she thanks Mother Earth and that tree for giving her the most extraordinary experience of true freedom, of true faith, of true joy. And she slowly, slowly turns around and walks home to her mom and her dad in great bliss and great joy.